This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu.
Welcome to AvWeb's continuing coverage direct from EAA Air Venture at Oshkosh. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting, and I'm speaking with Derek Moore, who's marketing manager for Spot International. Derek, welcome to AvWeb's audio news service.
Hey, thanks, Paul. How are you today?
Good. We've covered the Spot in the past, Derek, but if you would, refresh us on the basics of this product. It's worth noting, I think, that it's really a satellite messaging service, not a true personal locator beacon.
Yeah, the main difference is Spot communicates GPS coordinates and select messages via satellites to email addresses, cell phones, or emergency responders. And that's done through a variety of messaging. For instance, a check OK message to let friends and family know where you are, a non-emergency help message. There's also a tracking system, which updates GPS location every 10 minutes. And then obviously, if there's an emergency, with Spot enables the user to press the 911 button and send out a distress message and coordinates updated every 5 minutes to an emergency response center.
Now this device does require specific activation, does it not? In other words, it's not like an ELT.
Yeah, the difference is that Spot works over a subscription base. So the unit itself costs suggested retail price is $169. And the service is $99 per year for basic service, and that gets unlimited messaging, which includes the check-in okay, the help, and the 911. The tracking is an additional $49 per year. So for about $150 annually, you have the complete package, which includes the tracking and the 911.
Okay. Are there any limitations on signal coverage?
If you look at the coverage map, and that's actually, you can find that on the website at www.findmespot.com. Spot works majority places around the world, including offshore locations. A few limitations just due to ground stations is Hawaii, South Africa, a small part of India, and the North and South Pole. You will have limited coverage. But again, I just encourage everyone to look at the coverage map when purchasing Spot so they have an idea. And know exactly where Spot is picked up, and you'll see that it's majority across the world and hundreds of thousands of miles offshore.
Now, if I understand this correctly, it's really using two satellite systems, the GPS system and a separate low Earth orbit system. Is that correct?
Yeah, so Spot uses the GPS satellite network, which then pinpoints the exact GPS location of the user within about 20 feet in 5 minutes.
And will it work in a moving airplane?
It will. If you put it in the dashboard, it does work through glass or even an automobile. But yeah, we're receiving a lot of traction from general aviation for the tracking and the share page functions of Spot. So yeah, Spot does work through the windshield of a moving airplane, and with the GPS satellite network, it knows the coordinates of the user, and the user can then use or send select messages and those coordinates out to others through the commercial satellite network.
What kind of battery life can you expect from a Spot?
Spot operates on two AA lithium batteries, and when just powered on, Spot you get up to 1 year of life, leaving Spot in the on mode. And for instance, say Spot's in tracking, you get 14 days of battery, 14 days of updated tracking every 10 minutes for consistent tracking, and then in 911 mode, Spot will work updating every 5 minutes for 7 days around the clock. So, obviously with the battery system, it doesn't use a lot of power, and it's great battery life.
Now, if I go on the website, I can see the position plots, and these are overlaid either on a map projection or a Google Earth photo topo map. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So there's everything from, satellite view to hybrid view, and even Google Earth. So there's a variety of different formats you can actually Google Map overlay, for instance, when using tracking.
And now for the exciting part, at AirVenture here at Oshkosh, you're offering a super deal on the Spot to EAA members. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah, so come visit us. Visit the Spot booth. I don't know if the booth numbers really mean much. We're booth 5 and 326. We're located along the flight path east of Aeroshell Square. But to any EAA member, Spot is offering a promotion. We'll give you the hardware to all EAA members at AirVentures 2008 during the week, during the show, if they sign up for service and tracking at that time.
And how much service and tracking do they have to sign up for?
Well, it's going to be $99 plus the $50 for tracking.
So it basically just 1 year of service?
That's 1 year of service, correct. And then you get the Spot Satellite Messenger free for all EAA members.
And I assume you'll have truckloads of these things at the show?
Well, you know, it's really hard to anticipate. We will definitely have a large supply. So challenge us on running out. I think we'll hopefully be okay.
We'll look forward to visiting the booth. Derek, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thank you very much, Paul.
You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of the EAA Air Venture Show at Oshkosh. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.